the company. The most loathsome, most despicable of my brothers has to be of more value to me than any outsider. On one level, we're a big, ugly family. There are, of course, rare exceptions. Bullies and assholes so bad, they've just got to be fragged. That hasn't happened in a long time. I would look for my mother-in-law, even though I'd wished her away at least 100,000 times. I wasn't yet all the way horizontal when sleep overcame me. Chapter 69. I dreamt, of course. Awake or asleep, I spent most of my life in dreamlands. I was in the place of bones. Some great force troubled the plane. The bones themselves drifted on tides and currents. Scattered skeletons pulled themselves together, rose up and wandered aimlessly for seconds or minutes before falling apart again. Skulls turned to stare wherever I floated. Crows cawed drunkenly from perches in the few enwintered trees, afraid to fly because their equilibrium was all off, and every straight flight nevertheless warped groundward, where the stricken bird flopped and struggled against the bones like a moth caught in a spider's web. Dark clouds scurried across what had always been iron-gray skies. The wind was icy. Gusts made the bones rattle. The smell of Kina was strong, but I didn't see her. There was something behind me, though. I just couldn't turn fast enough to find out what. Turning did inform me that I had some control, which I exercised immediately by wishing myself out of that place. Naturally, the move failed to be an improvement. I went to the caverns of ice and old men. Those ancients made no sound, but they were bickering. Something was in the wind. The smell of Kina was strong there too, but she was nowhere to be seen. Some of those old boys had their eyes open. They watched me as I passed. Again, I had the feeling that there was something behind me, but saw nothing when I looked back. I did have control. I followed the tunnel, eventually reached the place where the books of the dead rested upon their lecterns. The first, which the Daughter of Night had been transcribing, was now open to a page near the beginning. The stink of Kina was particularly strong there. I had no business in that place. There was nothing I wanted there, except out. I tried to recall how I had gotten away last time. By just wanting to do it badly enough, I guess. Darkness came. It reminded me of something Narayan Singh said one time. Darkness always comes. It seemed I was in the darkness a long time. Fear began to build. I reflected on just how right Narayan had to be. Though it might wear 1,000 different names in 1,000 different times and might come from 1,000 different directions, darkness always comes. When the light came back, I found myself way up high above everything again. So high up, I was above the clouds that had been moving in as I headed for bed, leaving me at the mercy of those unfamiliar stars. I picked out the ghoulish Dagger constellation in the north, took a guess at the direction I'd followed before, put on all the speed I could, and dived into the clouds. In moments I was down where treetops whisked right under where my love handles would have hung had I had any belly at all. I thought I could learn to enjoy this, if I could just get rid of the feeling that something was close behind me and gaining. There were no lights down there this time. The whole world smelled of fear, as though every rock and animal and tree sensed